My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, /Glee podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. So underrated and a brand new mini-sode. Don't care what all the kids say, you got the key to my thoughts on Dance with Somebody.
That's good. Wow. Imagine Dragons' favorite day of the week is Monday.
Yeah, I got some beef with that. Imagine Dragons.
For real. That's so weird. What do you think your favorite day is?
I feel like choosing a weekend is cheating. This is a thought that I've held since I was a kid.
Really?
Is I was like saying like Friday or Saturday, like of course it is. So I always felt like you had to pick like a weekday that wasn't Friday.
Oh my gosh.
And as a kid, my longstanding favorite day of the week was Tuesday.
Why?
Because Monday sucks.
Sure.
On Wednesday, I had youth activities for my church during the evening, so like I had something.
Yeah.
And then on Thursdays, I had piano lessons. And so Tuesday was the day where I got done with school and I didn't have anything going on. This is like Ian in second grade who decided this.
Yeah, totally. I know what you mean.
And so I've had a longstanding love for Tuesday.
Mm.
The point of Tuesday is to love it, as that one TikTok says.
I don't know that TikTok.
What is your favorite day of the week?
Well, you're going to think I'm cheating, but my favorite day of the week is truly Friday evening.
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
Poll 100 people, 90 of them are going to say Friday night.
Yeah, well, it rocks.
That's why it's cheating.
How is it? What? Just because it's a majority doesn't make it not true.
I just feel like it's like the easiest answer.
You've got this individuality complex on you that I cannot relate to. I am exactly like every other girl.
Monday to Thursday, what's your favorite?
Listen, maybe Thursday?
Okay.
Because it's like right before the weekend and you're like certainly over the hump. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like if you get stuff done Thursday, you can have a good Friday.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I feel like when I was in high school, my favorite shifted to Thursday.
Yeah.
Because all my shows were on Thursday.
Huh?
There was a time period.
Oh, like your TV shows.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like your performances. And I was like, huh?
That's also true. We did have Thursday shows in high school.
Yeah.
But there was a time period in like from like 2009 to 2011 when Community, The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 30 Rock all aired back to back for 2 hours on Thursday nights.
I think that's how I felt about Tuesdays.
truly, there hasn't been a 2-hour slot of weekly television mm-hmm. like that since. That was the golden era of NBC sitcoms. Holy cow, they were all bangers.
Oh my gosh.
What was your Tuesday?
I think Tuesday, I know Glee was on Tuesdays mm-hmm. in the early seasons, and that was everything. I think Chuck was on Wednesdays.
Mm.
We loved Chuck in my family. And yeah. What else did I watch? I don't remember. I feel like you watched TV when you were in high school like a retired person.
Oh, I did. TV. I had a show for every day. And the problem was, it was Tuesday was Glee, Wednesday was Modern Family. Mm. The problem was I could never find a Monday show I liked.
Yeah,
so totally. I would just like keep trying on different shows so that I could have a Monday show. And I could just never find one.
Totally.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ian Allred, and I'm a mini glick.
Hey, you guys. My name is Lena. My friends call me LPC. And I'm a mini gleek.
And we're talking about Dance with Somebody Oddy Oddy.
Somebody Oddy Oddy. For real, for real. Y'all ready to talk about this? Do we have anything to cover before we even start? Or should we just get into it? Yeah.
I think we're going to see Last Night in Soho very soon. So dude, I think we should just get into it. Yeah.
Thank goodness. I've been waiting to see this movie for so long. Edgar Wright's my boy. I really hope I like it. I've heard very mixed reviews.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hear me out. I heard mixed reviews about Eternals and I saw it last night and I had a good time.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I recently have been letterboxing more often.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize I just like what I like and I don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? I just enjoy things.
I have honestly probably quoted this on the podcast. I like Ratatouille is like not my jam. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I were like gun to my head, pick only 3 Pixar movies, Ratatouille is not one that I would pick.
Sure.
But Ratatouille does have my favorite quote from any Pixar movie mm-hmm. ever. And it's when
I was just thinking about this morning.
Yeah. It's when Antoine Ego is giving his review of the Gusto's. And he says that as a critic, he has to recognize that even like the most uninspired piece of trash mm-hmm. still has more value than someone's criticism deeming it as such.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have like very much internalized that because like we run a podcast about like someone else's piece of art.
Mm-hmm. That you know like I mean? We literally talk about how dumb it is on the podcast.
I know, but that also means like I'm not any better than it. In fact, I'm a piece of trash. I'm like this trash is better than me.
Yeah, well, I'm like, I mean, we love to talk smack on Glee, but that us talking smack on Glee is not worth as much as, like, mm-hmm. the love and passion that mm-hmm. was put into this show by the creators and actors, even if they did some whack crap.
Whack crap, for real, for real. That being said, let's get into a yeah.
Let's get into a yeah.
Up first, we have a message from Natalie.
Hey, Lena and Ian, it's Nat. Or Natalie, if you're next to Normal Heart's Desire, she, they, from England.
International listener!
Shoot, bro. I'm always, my next Normal Heart is always desiring that.
Call that's the first time we've talked about Natalie in weeks of therapy.
Make up your mind, you want clarity. Oh, I jumped right over that.
Anyways, and I post the polls on the subreddit.
Woo, 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 woo. Natalie, you're putting in the good work.
Since I started listening to the podcast, I liked to guess what your thoughts on the next episode would be, so I thought it would be fun to ask others what they think too. I'm honestly over the moon that you like seeing the results, and I love interacting with other people that listen. In terms of the results so far, we haven't been massively accurate. For Big Brother and Saturday Night Gleaver, we thought you would like them less than you did. Ian specifically, sorry about that, bud. Dance with Somebody is the first time we have been right. The winner of every poll so far has been that Lena will like it and Ian will not. To be fair, the only episodes I have pulled so far have either been Blaine-centered or tribute episodes, so it's somewhat understandable. On a more personal note, on a more personal note, I started uni recently and the podcast has been helping me through moving to a new place and trying to write essays, so I'm very grateful. If anyone wants to vote on polls, I usually post them Sunday evening / Monday morning UK time, and they last for a few days. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the rest of the season, and I'm both scared and excited for the rest of the show. Kisses on both your foreheads if you would like them, Nat.
Nat, first of all, thank you so much for posting those polls. It is truly such a highlight to me to vote on the poll, because I don't know. Did you vote on the poll before?
Oh, I vote on the polls every week.
Okay. Do you vote before we talk?
I always vote based on how I feel about the episode and then what how I think you will feel.
Okay. Because I have only voted after it's all happened, so I always put the right answer. So, Natalie, you probably get like a little
boost
or a little sneak preview. But it is so funny to me to see how people will respond. And I love that I'm known for liking things. That's my favorite thing I've ever heard in my life.
And I'm known for crapping on everything. The first one of those polls ever posted was for Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was, I'm like so stupid for thinking this. It wasn't like, what will Ian and Lena think of the episode Big Brother? It just said, what will Ian and Lena think of Big Brother? And I forgot the episode was called that. So I thought it was about like the reality show totally. Big Brother on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the result was that everyone thought I would hate it, I was no joke personally offended because I was like, I talk about Survivor all the time and how much I love it, and you think I wouldn't like Big Brother? And then Goober, I read
what did you say? What did you vote for?
I said that we would both like it. Okay. I was like, I think Big Brother's up both our alleys.
Totally.
And then I read the comments and was like, oh, this is so obviously about the Glee episode of Big Brother.
That is so funny. I love those polls. I truly, Ian and I have almost zero to do with the subreddit. Mm-hmm. And it is like my favorite little space on the internet. I swear to God, I just think it is the best thing ever.
Yeah, we're big time lurkers. There is not a single syllable on that subreddit that I have not read. I read every post and every comment.
I probably go on the subreddit probably like 4 times a day. Probably more than any other person.
Genuinely.
Who's a member of the subreddit.
We're such narcissists. We spend more time on the subreddit than anyone else.
Maybe. I like to think that I feel connected, but maybe I'm just a narcissist. Son, well, Nat, thanks heaps for doing that.
Good luck in uni. Good luck writing essays. I was literally talking to my sister last night about how like a part of me wants to go to grad school to like, you know, improve my skill set and get further in my career. But I'm like, but I cannot in good conscience put myself in a position where I will have to write essays again.
Yeah.
It's like I wrote my capstone in college and I promised myself it'd be my last paper.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the thing is like, it is no secret. I'm in the same boat where I have had opportunities that I'm like, oh, this is probably like a good fit for me, or like I'd love to learn and grow more. But like, it is no secret. When I'm in school, I hate school. Mm-hmm. I don't speak kindly of even my college experience or my high school experience. Why on earth would I go back to school? Yeah.
And like, Goonies never say die. Honestly. I'm not saying that like I won't go back to grad school at some point.
Totally.
But like, the thought of writing more papers truly,
especially so
is
soon after
the most
you graduated.
Horrifying thing I've ever heard in my life. So Godspeed.
I know.
Natalie,
Godspeed
we're thinking
to you,
you,
Nat. Thank you so much for your message. Up next, we have a message from Charlene.
Hi, Ian and Lena. I know a while back on the show that one of your listeners was saying it'd be interesting to find out where all of the old Gleeks dropped off in the original run of the show. It was only while listening to your Dance with Somebody episode that I realized through my fog of self-induced Gleenesia that this was my episode.
Gleenesia! That's good.
I was a major Kurt fan when I started watching Glee back in season 1 when I was 11, and I was initially so excited when they introduced Blaine on the show, as finally Kurt could have this dreamy fairy tale senior prep school first love. A know-it-all nerdy preteen, I basically thought I was Kurt Hummel, so I was very excited to be dating Perfect Dane Chris by proxy. So I was a major Klain fan too. Strike one for me with Glee was when Blaine moved McKinley for Kurt and was revealed to be a year younger than Kurt. Strike two was when Blaine was even entertaining the idea of Barry Allen. And as you correctly pointed out, Blaine is not even halfway interesting enough to make that storyline even a little bit believable, that he'd be choosing between this weirdo one-dimensional femme fatale and Kurt. Maybe one of the few characters on Glee with depth. But strike three for me for this show was his cheating plotline in Dance with Somebody. Not only was this completely out of left field for both of these characters, but the public whining and humiliation of Kurt in front of the Glee Club by singing It's Not Right But It's Okay was just too much for me to watch him put Kurt through. Kurt was in the wrong, but after Blaine essentially did the same thing with Sebastian earlier, it was very much pot calling the kettle black. Like most trauma in my life, I have chosen to forget most of it, but from what I remember next, I refused to watch the rest of season 3, and I only tuned back in at the start of season 4 just to see what was going to happen. spoilers for like the next three sentences. So hit that 30-second skip button if you care. I quit for real during the breakup episode where Blaine actually cheats on Kurt. After everything that went on in Dance for Somebody and how hurt Kurt was about the emotional cheating, I felt completely insane that Glee decided that this was something Blaine would ever do to Kurt. It was only in 2021 that my roommate told me that Blaine also dates Karofsky at 1.2, and all of my Blaine Anderson hatred consumed me again like someone read off my Bucky Winter Soldier activation words. Sorry this is long, just thought I would share, because I genuinely did not remember any of this until I listened to the newest episode. Am I glad to get these memories back? I'm not sure. But I'm definitely going to keep listening to the show and see what else I've repressed and have hiding up there. Love you. Say it back. Char. She, her.
Love you. Char. Interesting this is the episode. I love to hear that. That's so cool. I mean, it's not cool. But it's not right, but it's okay. You know what I mean?
It's not right, but it's okay, truly.
That is so interesting.
I genuinely would love to keep this topic of conversation going. Uh-huh. If any listeners have like a clear drop-off episode,
send us a message when that episode comes.
When we hit that episode, please tell us. Tell us what was like bubbling inside of you and why it came to a head at that episode. Uh-huh, it is fascinating.
Seriously. Because this all makes sense to me, like where you're coming from, Char. So that's so interesting. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people talked about this in their emails this week that I had never really pieced together. I just think Blaine is always uninteresting. But like in season two, Blaine is uninteresting in the fact that he is just Kurt's dream boy and Kurt is like so obsessed with him and Blaine's just kind of like, he's like dreamy.
And it then makes sense for like what it is and like what the warblers are in the in the Glee season two world.
Yeah. And then season three, like the flip switches and now Blaine is uninteresting in the fact that like, he's obsessed with Kurt and his whole life revolves around Kurt. Mm-hmm. And not like you should be very invested in your romantic partner, you know, but like storyline and storyline and personality wise, Blaine really just becomes like the appendage of Kurt in this season.
Absolutely.
Dang.
Dang, dang, diggity, dang, a dang. Char, thanks heaps. Up next, we have a message from Grace.
Hi, Lena and Ian. My name is Grace, she, they. I have thoughts on the Kurt and Blaine cheating storyline. I'm probably biased because I'm not a huge Kurt fan and I've never been in a relationship. I'm 17, so I don't think that's a bad thing. It just might change my perspective on this issue. Grace, that's not a bad thing. I wasn't in my first relationship until well after 17. You're fine. I agree with you. What Kurt did was definitely cheating. My kind of issue is when Blaine says that he transferred schools for Kurt. Yes, Blaine is in the wrong for pulling this out as a weapon. However, did anyone really believe him when he said he didn't transfer for him? The episode definitely painted it as Kurt pressuring him into transferring by saying, Dalton is so far away, and I'm not sure if our budding romance will survive a show choir rivalry. And I got the impression that Kurt had been pestering him about it all summer. But as soon as Blaine actually transfers, Kurt tries to remove his involvement in Blaine's decision. I think that Kurt definitely knows Blaine transferred because of him, but then sort of transfers the responsibility onto Blaine by saying, but wait, it wasn't because of me, right? Which automatically prompts an affirmative answer. So while Blaine is wrong for pulling this out of his back pocket, there is an issue with that whole situation generally. Honestly, I would have loved to see an actual storyline for Blaine if he had transferred for himself, since it would have made him an actual character. Instead, the show removed culpability from Kurt in the moment and then removed Blaine's personality by instantly reneging on that so they don't have to deal with it, which just makes the whole thing worse. My second thing is about what Blaine said in Emma's office. The bronzer thing is so disgusting, and it kind of connects to a later storyline about him encouraging Blaine to do that insane diet thing when Blaine confesses that he is insecure about his weight. Like, the bronzer thing might seem minor, but trying to change something about your partner's appearance like that is just awful. But what officially made me not a Kurt fan is that he snaps his fingers at a waitstaff. That's so rude and obnoxious, and I hate that he treats waitstaff like that. Having worked in coffee shops and restaurants, I hate when people do that. Like, I know I am serving your food, but that does not make me your servant, so just fuck off. Anyways, sorry if this was super long and kind of harsh. I hope your voices are doing better so Lena can audition. Consensual forehead kisses, Grace.
Oh, Grace, thank you so much. I'm certainly on the mend. I I am in person today with Ian, so I drove down to his house, and I was singing on the car ride, and certainly my alto range is back. My soprano range is on its way.
Ayo.
I'm hoping for tomorrow. I'm hoping for tomorrow. So we will see. But thank you, Grace. I really appreciate you saying that. Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about the bronzer thing. That is so fucked up. That's so mean. And I think it, like, what they said, it's just like a root of a bigger issue mm-hmm. of, like, you know, Kurt trying to, like, change his partner and change especially physical aspects of his partner. Like, that's so mean. Like, he doesn't have, like, regard for other people. What that, Kurt?
Yeah. It's weird. I feel like Kurt's got a little bit of Rachel Berry syndrome, but mm-hmm. it doesn't make as much sense. Where, like, when Rachel Berry was the underdog, I at least found her super likable.
Yeah.
And then when she starts to get success, she's annoying to me.
Yeah.
But, like, with Rachel Berry, she always had these characteristics. It's just yes. that, like, when she was bullied, they were kind of endearing. But Kurt, like, in season one, didn't... Like, I don't believe that, like, season one Kurt is going to snap at waitstaff.
No.
Like, he can be emotionally manipulative in mm-hmm. season one for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a through line. Mm-hmm. But him, like, being that rude to other people mm-hmm. or trying to, like, change his partner's appearance... does not feel in line with who this character used to be.
Totally.
And it is kind of like with Rachel, but to a lesser extent, the more, like, success that comes into Kurt's life, the less likable he is written.
Totally.
And it's like, can't these characters, like, be successful and be good people?
Like, and you know what? Up with can this? Successful people be good?
True. That is
the
question.
You and me are evil now.
That's true.
We're not even successful at most. not much.
Not even close.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Oh my, what was the other thing? Oh, yes. Also, the whole transferring situation. Mm-hmm. 100% with you, Grace. Like... And I wish that, because, like, the show tells us by having Blaine be like, no, I didn't transfer to you for you. And then the show never addresses it again, that the show's kind of like, accept that. Blaine transferred mm-hmm. for himself. But what you said is so true. Like, in that situation, what else are you going to say? Like, yeah. The paperwork's already been done. You're already at the school. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I did do this for you. When mm-hmm. you know that, like, that's going to make him upset.
Totally.
I don't know. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
These characters are all villains.
Well, honestly, I think that is probably true. Who on this show isn't a villain?
It's just hurtful to me because they pretend that they're not.
Yeah.
I'm all for a villain. Just tell me it's a villain. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I like Barry Allen fine because the show knows who he is.
Yeah.
It's these Kurt Blaine and Rachels.
I love Jesse St. James because the show knows who he is.
Exactly. It's the Kurt Blaine Rachels and especially Sue. Will that I'm like, you're not, and Finn too, that I'm like, oh, you're not fooling Finn anybody. Too. Like, they're doing bad stuff. Just like.
Finn especially.
Admit it.
I know.
Woof.
Ugh.
All right.
Well, Grace, thank you so much for pointing all this out. I really appreciate your perspective.
Thank you for pointing out Kurt's fall from
Grace.
Ah!
I bet they really appreciated that.
I'm sure they did.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Grace, for sending your message. Up next, we have a message from Evie.
Hi, Lena and Ian. I'm Evie. She, her, from the UK.
International listener!
And, like, I just have some thoughts on It's Not Right, But It's Okay. And, like, I'm a Kurt stan through and through. He's my favourite character. Like, I love that boy. And, like, I just think, like, I understand that Blaine was upset, but, like, it's so mortifying for Kurt. Like, I just think, like, if I was Kurt, I'd be so embarrassed. And, like, I understand that, like, he was cheating, and I do not condone that. Like, he shouldn't have done that. But, like, the end, they can resolve it in the end. But, like, if I was Kurt, I would not go back to Blaine. Like, if he, in front of the whole Glee Club, did that and, like, sang about me cheating on him when people didn't know the full story, I don't understand how he went back to him and, like, they were okay. And everyone is such a hypocrite because, like, the majority of people in that room have also cheated and so on. Anyway, consensual forehead kisses.
Evie, we hear ya. Honestly, you're right. It's not right. But it's okay.
Is it?
Hear me out. I love the drama.
I know. And I'm sure they all appreciate it, too. And I'm sure there's a part of Kurt that is like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to write this in my memoir one day. Do you ever feel that way? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I feel that every, but I feel that way mostly about embarrassing things when I'm in the middle of an, I think I've mentioned this before.
Well, yeah. And I've seen your comedy act. It's all about embarrassing stories.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing
stories. I'm sure you really appreciate it.
Because I have more than anyone I've ever met.
I will be sure to pants you well every time we're in public for the rest of our lives.
Good. I'll have so many stories.
one time she pants me.
But I totally hear what you're saying. This was immature of Blaine. They did talk about it, but then clearly like the fight ended mid conversation and then Blaine decided to sing the song. They should have kept talking about it. They should not have aired their private affairs to the Glee Club. But the drama.
I eat it up with a spoon.
However, my favorite thing you pointed out, Evie, is that half the people who are like, get him, Blaine, are cheaters.
No, totally.
And not just emotional cheaters. Cheaters. Emotion, kissing. Physical, the whole deal cheaters.
For sure.
Quinn, cheater. Finn, cheater. Rachel, cheater. Santana, Puck, cheater. Brittany, cheater.
Mercedes, cheater.
Mercedes, cheater.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Six people we just listed off?
Seriously.
Come on.
I wasn't counting.
Goodness sakes.
Who's not a cheater?
I don't think Artie has cheated on anyone. Tina has not. Mike has not. Because Tina and Mike don't get to talk enough to cheat.
Totally. They don't speak to other people.
Yeah. And I mean, like, Sugar and Rory weren't even there. And I don't think Joe was there either.
Who?
No one.
Okay.
So I think of the people that were there, I think it might just be Tina, Mike, and Artie.
Jeez Louise.
And also, those were like the three
Dude,
who were there who get the least
in the
amount
new direction.
For real. And those are the three in that scene who get the least amount of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
These writers don't know how to write a character without having them be a cheater.
No, but for real, I would be mortified. Mortified. I feel that way about a lot of things that happen in the Glee Club. That if I was ever a part of any of it, I would absolutely crawl into a hole and never look at another person in my life.
For real.
Evie, thanks for your message. All right. Last but certainly not least, we have a message from Danae.
Hey, Ian and LPC. I think the weirdest thing about Quinn not having friends to help her is the scene in the girls' bathroom. I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because of what Danae points out right here. It's very funny to me. Quinn straight up says that she feels ugly in her wheelchair. And instead of one of the Glee girls trying to tell her that's not true, the scene just ends. Can you imagine? You are like, it's not even just like one person in Quinn. Mm-hmm. It is every girl in Glee all in the bathroom hanging out. And Quinn is like, I just like, why would he love me? I look ugly. I'm in this chair. And just like
leave.
Silence falls over the room. And they all just like pretend to get text messages and walk.
They're like,
out.
Oh, shoot. Mike's calling.
Like, oh, my mom says I have to go home. Sorry, Quinn. Sorry, Q.
I'm going to be late for lunch.
Like,
it's 2:30.
The image of that is hysterical to me. Okay, back to Danae. Why doesn't anyone even try to tell Quinn that's not true? Between Brittana having been Quinn's friend since forever, Mercedes, who Quinn started a friendship with by telling her she was beautiful when Mercedes didn't feel like that, and Rachel, who has been expressing her love for Quinn for months now, you would think that someone would try to make Quinn feel better.
Yeah.
In general, I wish that the fart storyline would have been a Quinn-Sadie storyline. Amen. I think it would give Mercedes something to do, and I think it would make more sense for her to help Quinn. And on top of her helping Quinn, I think it could have been interesting to see Quinn help Mercedes with her grappling with if she should be with Sam. Seeing as Quinn has experience in dating Sam and the concept of cheating, she could be a good person to give advice to Mercedes on what she's dealing with. And then they could sing Saving All My Love for You as them taking ownership of their cheating history, but also just kind of making light of it and forgiving themselves. I mean, Samuel Larson sounds pretty good on the song, but I just think it's such a shame we never get a duet between Amber and Diana on this show. Hope you have an amazing week, and I can't wait for your next episode, Danae. Danae, this email is the like when I realized that there is no Quinn-Sadie song ever in all of Glee.
I was just trying to rack my brain. I was like, these two, Mercedes was in Quinn's delivery room.
I hate this. That is like one of the cardinal sins of Glee is the way they abandoned that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me furious. And amen to having Mercedes take the other part of the Quinn storyline in this episode. We could have had all the same good stuff with Quinn, with her like being really angry about her situation and like getting really down on herself. Totally. And then like learning to see that like she is worthy of love and yeah. like she is still a whole person, but with another character that we actually care about and who is being ignored mm-hmm. instead of bringing in a whole new character.
I know. Listen, Samuel Larson, no hate to him for sure, but like, I just think Joe Hart is just so boring.
For real.
And I feel bad because I don't think it's his fault necessarily. I do think it is like the fault of the writers, but mm-hmm. my God, a Mercedes plot in the Whitney Houston episode.
Yeah, come on.
Jeez Louise. I'm angry. Danae, thanks for so much for pointing that out and filling me with rage.
Yeah.
No. Good night.
I will never get over the image of Quinn talking about how she feels ugly in her chair and every girl just slowly filing out of the bathroom.
Just like goes into a stall.
Just like closes yeah. the door.
You just hear her peeing.
Well, do you want to see if we can bust out the relative pitch game before we have to leave?
Yeah, let's do it fast.
Okay, I'm going first. I know that. Mm-hmm. So we got How Will I Know, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Saving All My Love for You, the Queen Sadie's duet, So Emotional, It's Not Right, But It's Okay, I Have Nothing, My Love is Your Love.
Okay, I would like you to sing I Want to Dance with Somebody.
You know what? I'm just going to go with the first thing that comes into my head that worked last week. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Okay, so I think the oh, I want to dance is D flat / C sharp.
Ready?
Don't worry, everyone. I wasn't even close. That's an A flat. So the fun thing is I once again think I was like the most off I've ever been. No, not quite. I was 2 steps sharp. So just a half step above my usual a step and a half off.
Okay.
So good for me. That's pretty good. I win. Wait, is that 2 steps or is it more than 2 steps? 2.5 steps. 2.5 steps.
Yeah. Well, you won last week, so.
My first one in like months. All right. You're going to sing How Will I Know? I almost started singing it.
Oh, good. You didn't. Because I would have not copied you because I don't trust your judgment.
Because I'm always wrong.
Okay. Gosh dang. I just want to be able to sing. I cry about this every day. Meaning every day for the last 3 days. Okay. How will I know? No, I should do it down the octave, mother trucker. Why am I even trying? How will I know? Don't trust your feeling. How will I know? How will I know? That's what I think it is.
Okay, so you think that how will I know is F, G, A, B flat, and then back down. You were a half step sharp.
God dang it.
Dang.
I totally was like, I got this one in the bag.
Dang, hate to tell ya.
Well, haters gonna hate. Sorry for party rocking.
Well, that's our minisode. We got to get to Soho.
I'm surprised we finished it.
It's the very last night that we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. So we got to get out on the town.
Go win.
Truly, we have to go. So love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in on Wednesday when we talk about Choke.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for Choke. You guys have no idea.
Also known as the episode where the technicians fully turn the lights off on Rachel while she's still on stage.
They said, wait, save it for the pod, you weirdo.
What?
Okay, you guys. Well, have a great rest of your week. This comes out on a Monday. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh, we're back on schedule.
Join the subreddit. Vote on if you think we're going to like Choke or not.
Better. I mean,
r/recoveringgleek.
We will definitely see.
We truly
definitely see. Love you guys. Say it back. Here's a mini kiss on your mini tiny forehead if you accept.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up I think in less than a day, with very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains of the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.